listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, totally eclipsing every other radio station.
Soundtrack to the 1970 Czech film Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. That was Lubos Fischer with The Sermon. And we'll be listening to more selections from that soundtrack later on in the show, along with an alternative soundtrack by the appropriately named The Valerie Project. But first, an introduction. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's melancholic community radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Or you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak. The headphones are flying off my ears at this point right now. I'm here with you till 9. Phone number for the station, 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. One of the bands that was quite influenced by Valerie and the Week of Wonders is the one we're listening to the background here from Birmingham, England. And this is Broadcast. This is a Bit 35 off their 2005 album, Tender Buttons. And Broadcast has sadly been in the news as their singer Trish Keenan passed away January 11th at the young age of 42. And just to give a bit of historical context, Broadcast were formed in 1995 by Trish Keenan, James Cargill, Tim Felton, and Rog Stevens. Martin Pike, Broadcast's manager of 15 years, who recalls receiving an awfully recorded tape in 1996, sent to his label Duophonic, home to the band he managed, Stereolab, a similarly retro-futuristic band. A lot of cans in the background there. We'll get the door shortly. There were only three or four songs on that EP, but the vocals were amazing. He told the Guardian newspaper he knew there and then that not only did he want to release it, he wanted to be their manager. After some singles on Duophonic Records and the Wurlitzer Jukebox, they signed to Warp in 1997, And all the early material was compiled onto the debut Work and Non-Work. And one of these singles ended up onto the Austin Powers soundtrack. So here's Broadcast with The Book Lovers.
Yeah. won't find it by yourself. You're gonna need some help, and you won't fail with me around. Come on, let's go. I will tell you if you change, and who's been saying things. It's hard to tell who is real in here. Come on, let's go.
First album that wasn't a singles collection, 2000's The Noise Made by People. It was broadcast with Come On, Let's Go. And on that album, Jane's Addiction's drummer, Steve Perkins, actually drummed on a couple tracks on that album, since it seemed like Broadcast was going to ride on an odd path to acclaim. A little bit of that exotica slash, I don't know, swing movement. I don't know. I wouldn't say that exactly. Maybe just like a sort of a barrel end of the electronica thing, but it just seemed like a weird thing that they were being touted as such. And for a while there, he was considered a fifth member. And, of course, Stereolab was a frequent reference point for Broadcast. Although, while Stereolab was a bit more krautrock and Moogy Magpies, Broadcast focused more on English sounds, mixing folk, psychedelia, music happenings, and darker electronic sounds, all led by Trish Keenan's sweet vocals. If you aren't doing anything next Monday, say maybe right before or right after my show, go check these guys out. They're from Alabama.
Monday, January 31st, check out Drive-By Truckers, The Secret to a Happy Ending, playing at the Van City Theater. Drive-By Truckers have been kicking ass and taking names in the world of rock and country music for the better part of the last decade. Filmmaker Bar Weissman followed them during three critical years of touring and recording, years in which the band struggled to overcome the trauma of divorce and survived a near breakup. The film features interviews, behind-the-scenes footage on the road and in the studio, and captures some legendary live performances. One lucky attendee at the screening will win a copy of the film poster signed by the entire band. For more information, go online to vif.org/theater.
That definitely sounds like a film worth checking out. There's a lot of great musical documentaries that have been released in the past little while. And, yes, of course, that will be by the VIF there, Drive-By Truckers. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. A little profile on the recently deceased Trish Keenan. And this is another track from the 2000 album Noise Made by People. And, of course, does this feature Steve Perkins? No. But after this, we're going to shift into some mid-period broadcast. And we'll see a bit more of the psychedelia and twistier sounds will pop up. So here's broadcast with Echo's Answer.
We'll be right back.
from 2003's Ha Ha Sound. That was broadcast with Oh How I Miss You. And by this point, the band's sound started to match their influences more closely. Things like the 60s psychedelic band, the United States of America, and things like the experimental Silver Apples, and work from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, who we know as makers of the early sound effects and score for Doctor Who. And all the background cues that we've been listening to right now have been from broadcast. I listened to a couple bits there from Tender Buttons. And in the background right now is something that was released as part of the Ha Ha Sound Tour. A little EP called Microtronics Volume 1. Stereo recorded music for Links and Bridges. And this is what's simply called Microtronics 7. And I played a couple more of these last week as part of my segment of the 24 Hours of Radio Arts. Because they definitely have ties into the noise art scene. But at the same time, too, they have some wicked pop smarts as well. By this point, for Ha Ha Sound broadcast, we're down now to a trio after Rog Stevens, one of their songwriters, left. And you can always check to see how many people are in broadcast at any point. Because usually there's a song that begins with minus. So on the Noise Made for People, it was minus one. And on the single for Pendulum, which was the main track that came off of Ha Ha Sound, there was a song called minus two for Rog's departure as well. So what we're going to do is, actually I did play minus two last week as part of my 2 hours of radio art, consisting of 1/12 for those measuring at home. So what we'll do is we'll listen to another selection from the 2003 EP Pendulum. So here's broadcast with Still Feels Like Tears.
I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Sometimes our cart likes to behave a little on the slow side there. That's all right. Sometimes all we want to do is nap. Someone comes by, takes the cans, and then somebody does something else as well, too. So from before the 8 o'clock bell there, from 2005's Tender Buttons, that was broadcast yet again with Goodbye Girls. And, of course, right now for the next little while, we're focusing a lot on broadcast, since Trish Keenan did pass away. And at this stage, if you did take a look at the track listing to Tender Buttons, there's a track there called Minus Three. So at this point, broadcast, we're now a duo, Trish Keenan and James Cargill. Tim Felton was part of the group, but he left to focus on his own work. And at this point, their sound refined further to a stark, almost cold structure, though Keenan's warm vocals and both of their songwriting skills remain quite playful. And if you're big fans of Montreal or Deer Hunter's Bradford Cox, they were vocal proponents of broadcast and covered songs during the era. And they actually, in Bradford Cox's case, with his side project Atlas Sound, he had broadcast open for them. That was the last time that passed through Vancouver. They did release an EP during that time. Of course, right now we're talking about another tour EP over, we're listening to it from Microtronics 8. There was a volume 2 of Microtronics released as part of the Tender Buttons tour in 2005 and in 2009, if you cut broadcast in time. And hopefully at that point they had enough EPs left, because there's only 750. Broadcast released something called Mother is the Milky Way, and we listened to something from that EP before going off onto a collaboration that they had a huge success with, but from Mother is the Milky Way, we'll listen to broadcast with In Here the World Begins on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Galileo, here I'm bent on a scientific experiment. All men do bicker about which falls quicker. A pound of feathers or a pound of lead. Look out below there, mind your head.
Broadcast, and still this is broadcast along with the focus group, and we just heard was the Bee Colony. Of course, it's not Well, I wouldn't say of course if you heard it, because you're thinking of the insects, but no, it's just B-E, the bee colony. Let us be a colony. And you can find that off the 2009 collaboration that Broadcast and the Focus Group had as they investigate witch cults of the radio age. And the Focus Group is the musical project by Julian House. He's a graphic designer from the Intro Studio in London. He's designed all of Broadcast albums, highly distinctive works of art. And if you're a big fan of Stereolab and Primal Scream, most of the stuff that they've released in the past 15 years has been designed by him. But the Focus Group is part of what's called the Ghost Box Collective that House runs, and it focuses more on collage-related experimental sounds. In the background here, we're listening to something called Reception Group Therapy. And Keenan described the Witch Cults album to the magazine The Wired such as this: "I'd like people to enjoy the album as a Hammer horror dream collage, where Broadcast play the role of the guest band at the mansion drug party by night, and a science-worshipping Eloy possessed by three-quarter rhythms by day, all headed by the Focus Group leader, who lays down sonic laws that break through the corrective systems of timing and keys." So we're going to listen to a few more cuts here from Broadcast and the Focus Group together, and we'll start off with I See So, I See So.
Yeah.
background. It was broadcast in the focus group with Medium Cyan. Before this, we heard... Or did we hear Mick, My Sleep, His Song? The song comes off broadcast in the focus group Investigate Witch Sat Cults of the Radio Age. It came out 2009. All of broadcast recordings came out through the Warp record label. And there's some additional work from the Ghost Box Collective, of which the focus group focuses on primarily. And it was a great source of music, and Trish Keenan loved discovering new music, and she often shared this music with her friends. And we're going to actually listen to some of the recent music that she shared with recently. But first off, Barn Burner is one of the great shows here on CITR, broadcast Friday around lunchtime or so. Actually, just a little bit before or after. I forget. I'm not helping you, Bobby, am I? At the very least, Barn Burner's planned their first special benefit plan here. So if you're not doing anything on the 29th, why don't you go check this out?
It'll be a hot time in the old chapel on Saturday night, January 29th. It's the first annual Barn Burner Benefit, Vancouver's greasy rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country review. Please join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, host of the Barn Burner, for a night of honky-tonk and rock and roll mischief. This show takes place at Vancouver's newest and most unique venue, Chapel Arts, in the downtown east side at 304 Dunleavy Avenue, just one block north of the Patricia Hotel. The Barn Burner Benefit features the stunning lineup of Shiloh Lindsay, Rodney DeCrew and his new Convictions, and Minto. It's three headliners for the price of one. And the majority of the proceeds will be going to the greatest radio station on the planet, CITR 101.9 FM, and the greatest new venue in Vancouver, the Chapel Arts Gallery. Put on your boots and show your support to ensure that local artists and venues can continue to thrive in our fair city. In addition to the great acts playing, the night will also include a clothing raffle from Lifetime Collective, greasy cuisine, spaghetti westerns in the Galleria, and I'll be spinning the greasiest tracks between bands and after the show. Again, that's Saturday night, January 29th, 2011, at the Chapel Arts Gallery at 304 Dunleavy Avenue. $12 at the door, with doors opening at 8 p.m. There's no dress code, but denim on denim is probably advisable. The first annual Barn Burner Benefit, brought to you by Chapel Arts and CITR 101.9 FM.
We bit of the Barn Burner there, so that sounds like a hoedown. As the exploding head movies, I totally recommend for the spaghetti westerns selection anyways. But all the bands there are great. Bobby promises to spin some great little bustin'. Get your girlfriend on. Yep, that's what he's planning there. So back to broadcast here. But we're actually not going to listen to broadcast itself. But Trish Keenan and her love of music. One of her friends back in Birmingham recently received a mix from Trish prior to broadcast's first tour of Australia. She called it the mind-bending motorway mix. And unfortunately, it was in Australia that Keenan caught the swine flu, or H1N1, that required her to be hospitalized in the Christmas of 2010. And from that, she then contracted pneumonia and died. And her friend unfortunately never managed to thank her. But as an opportunity, he decided to share that mix on the internet to everyone as a tribute. Initially, the tracklist was anonymous, which was her friend's decision, but over the past week or so, people have been slowly identifying most of the songs on Trish's mind-bending motorway mix. And it includes things like Victor Jara, Natty Bumpo score to Valley of the Dolls. But we'll listen to three songs here, and the nice thing about it is you can kind of get a sense of where broadcast picked up its interests from. So of all things, we're going to start off with a husband-wife duo of flautists. They specialized in New Age music, and it was often for television soundtracks, things like PBS, Nova, all those wonderful things. Pledge now. This show is brought to you by your listeners. Anyways, we're going to start off with Emerald Web, and from their 1979 album, Dragon Wings and Wizard Tales. Here's Emerald Web with Flight of the Raven.
Crystal waters pour, flow
So we started off with Emerald Webb's Flight of the Raven. Then as the pianos kicked in, we heard Mandy Moore. But not Mandy Moore with two O's, but this is Mandy Moore with a single O. This would be the English chanteuse from stage and musicals. And we heard If Not By Fire, which you find off her 1972 album, But That Is Me, mixing a Baroque pop and sunshine folk there. And in the background, we are listening to Rock Revival, and the song is Venus 2038, which you can find off the ARF ARF compilation called A Heavy Dose of Light Psych. And all three of these songs were found on a recent mix that broadcasts Trish Keenan made for a friend. But originally, he was going to sort of play it to himself. But once Keenan died, he decided to upload the entire mix. You can find it on Mediafire somewhere. Trish's Mind-Bending Motorway Mix. And it's a great compilation of stuff that I'll sort of drop in on the various shows coming up. And again, Keenan died due to complications from swine flu at the age of 42. And Warren Ellis, the comic book writer, gave this wonderful quote indicating that Keenan was an artist and channeler of the authentic British strangeness, a medium singing the glossolalia of radiophonic culture. We'll be right back with one of Trish Keenan's favorite soundtracks, but listening to Exploding Head Movies.
I imagined what it would be like to be a wizard, and then I pretended and acted in that way on the day.
Studies show that 9 out of 10 wizards prefer CITR 101.9 FM.
If we were to draw a graph of my process, of my method, something like this, Sir Ian, Sir Ian, Sir Ian, action. Wizard, you shall not pass! Cut! Sir Ian, Sir Ian, Sir Ian.
Inside the mask, another disguise. I fall to sleep before closing my eyes. Tiredness draws in my head, a cartoon. Sun at the window, good things coming soon. Shake your earrings over my head.
2003's Ha Ha Sound. That was broadcast yet again, but that was Valerie. And the entire album of Ha Ha Sound has a loose connection to the 1970s Czech New Wave film Valerie and Her Week of Wonders, known in Czech as Valerie Aritidon Divuch. And the cult classic is an adaptation of a story whereby a rural girl receives some magical earrings and starts facing surreal horror and misbehaving family members as she enters puberty. And the score to Valerie was written by Luboš Fischer, a Prague composer. Worked primarily in chamber orchestras and piano sonatas in the 50s, but he joined part of the wave of Czech composers in the 60s and focused on film. And in fact, actually, if you do watch the film, might be hard to find, but once you find it, I know Happy Bats, you don't want to hear that sound. Happy Bats definitely does have it at the recommendation of Luke Meat, host of A Noise, music programmer here at CITR. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Yes, you can pick it up on DVD, rent it. It is wonderful. And if you watch it, the Demented Missionary is played by one of the other Czech composers there. And he's collaborated, Fizet's collaborated with Jan Klusak for a lot of the music here, since there's a wide diversity of presentations here, like folk, sacred music, things like that. It's wonderful. So from Valerie and Her Week of Wonders, this is Luboš Fischer, along with Jan Klusak. And we're going to start off with Losing the Way. We'll play as many cues as we can. I'll pop in with a little bit of what Trish Keenan, singer from Broadcast, wrote, because she did some liner work for it.
Thank you.
right. So of the cues we've heard so far, we heard Losing the Way, Dense Smoke, and then The Punishment. The background listening to Awakening, and I think we'll probably segue into Sacrifice. And there's a quote I want to actually grab, because as I said, when you actually pick up a copy of Valerie and Her Week of Wonders, the soundtrack, through Finders Keepers, part of the B-music thing, she actually is given like one of the lead quotes there, and she does write something in the back, indicating that not since The Wicker Man has a soundtrack occupied my mind like Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. It was like a door had been opened in my subconscious, and fragments of memories and dreams rejoiced right there in my living room. I became quite possessive over my copied version of VHS to cassette copy, which hissed like it had been captured from another world. I would surprise friends with snippets of the theme, which you actually did hear, by the way, in their song, Valerie, and has been sort of popping up throughout the entire soundtrack here. And it never failed to get curious, who's this? I was continually asked to make copies, but I had no intention of making copies for anyone. The ritual chanting, the sections of Catholic Mass, the Czech hymns were mine. The Cog sequence, the acoustic love song, the Room of Cogs, all mine. I became Valerie, hypnotized by Hell's harpsichord, waltzed by the bloodsucker. I have been confirmed by the Church of Lobos Fisser. For me, the power of the score is the recurring dissonant bell that accompanies Valerie and her earrings. Pitched outside the key of the soundtrack, the bell symbolizes her ultimate power over the ceremonial pomp, over the indoctrinating religious chord movement. The way both sound worlds battle for the central focus reflects the war of belief in the film and the competing belief systems in Czechoslovakia in the late 60s. And that's taken from Trish Geenan's composition that she wrote for the liner notes for Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. And right now we're listening to the letter number 2, segues into the Friends. Actually, no, sorry, this is Sacrifice here. I'm just jumping ahead of myself. You're listening to CITR Exploding Head Movies here. This is Valerie and Rika Wonders. Actually, this is Gak here. And his usual week of mischief, as it were. So we'll listen to a few more cues here. We'll pop up a couple promos. Then we're going to listen to an alternate soundtrack by some folks from Philadelphia.
Judicame Deus et discerne causa meam,
We heard the letter number two with Friends, then we heard In Flames, then we heard some of the chanting there from, actually that was In Flames. Right now we're listening to Forgiveness, the Melody Has Returned. These are all from the 1970 soundtrack to Valerie and Her Week of Wonders, composed by Lubos Fischer, helped out by collaborator Jan Klusak. You can find the re-released version with all these wonderful bits, the 2007's Finder Keepers release. Stick around, we have an alternate soundtrack to Valerie and Rico Wonders coming up, but first, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, there's a great show you should check out here.
We decided to give it a go.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to sponsor the Burnett's album release party, January 25th at the Biltmore. A Boy and a Girl is the Burnett's fourth record, featuring guest spots from Carolyn Mark and Jeff Berner, just to name a couple. In fact, Carolyn and Jeff will be on stage with the band at the show. Warming up the stage will be Maria in the Shower and Carolyn Mark and her new best friends. This is a show you won't want to miss, so don't. Get down to the Biltmore, January 25th, for the Burnett's album release party, proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Jazz show's coming up in about 12 minutes time or so, but we have some time left with Exploding in the Head movies. I'm Gek, and in the background we're listening to The Valerie Project, named conveniently enough after Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. This is a psych folk group out of Philadelphia featuring some members of the Espers, Fern Knight, for Sasha, and a host of others. There's at least 10, 12 names. Yes, lots of names, if I quickly look at the liner art. As part of what they did for the Valerie Project, they sort of took the various themes that the film had, since there's a lot of interpretation available to you, as every minute or two, the scenes seem to change from, like, when Valerie is stable, and then when all these fantastic creatures and other dream beings arrive. So there's been a few attempts. I haven't actually found any other people with the alternative soundtrack, but The Valerie Project came out in 2007, but they managed to tour with it for a bit. In 2006 through 2008, they went to New York, played the Museum of Modern Art. They went to London, played the Meltdown Festival. And they sort of expand upon those folk themes a bit. So we're listening to The Prelude here in the background, and we'll see how many more cues we can get in the next 5 minutes or so.
Thank you.
we started off with a bit of Torchlight there, then Tree of Life, which actually sounded pretty much the same. Then we heard The Sermon. That last track we heard was Vampires. In the background, we heard Bookshelf Serenade. And those come from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania's The Valerie Project from 2007, an alternative soundtrack to Valerie and Her Week of Wonders. And that is going to basically be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. He'll guide you to midnight. And, ooh, do we have a show yet starting at midnight yet? Not yet, but hopefully soon, maybe. So I'll step in the ranks. I've heard rumors of who might show up. But at this point, those will be rumors. So if you missed any of this week's episode, you can always grab the podcast via www.citr.ca. And what do we have lined up coming next a little while? Well, tomorrow the Oscar nominations come out. So that basically gives me candy, excuse me, and food for thought for the next little while. So next few Exploding Head movies are going to focus on the nominated scores and hopefully the good songs, because I saw Burlesque won the Golden Globe. An easy bet to place for one of the tomorrow's announcements should be Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross's score to The Social Network, but we'll see what happens. Of course, I've had a little bit of a family matter that might need to be attended to, so I'm not sure exactly how February is going to look. But one thing I can count on right now is this Friday at midnight, I will be filling in for the Vampire's Ball. So that show goes from midnight till 4 a.m. But since I'll be relying on our wonderful Coastal Mountain Transit system, and the first show Saturday morning isn't till 8 a.m., we're going to see how long I last. So it's going to be mostly industrial at first. Then at that point, I might actually start slipping some more soundtracks or a whole bunch of songs that I cannot play otherwise. So in background, this is We Are After All Here by Broadcast and the Focus Group, and we're going to close with Broadcast with I Found the End off their 2005 album Tenor Buttons, where it is Trish Keenan and James Cargill actually did have bits of another album due out, and they actually had worked on a score for a film, but it's early to say whether they'll be released or not, so who knows. But rest in peace, Trish Keenan. Take care. Jazz Show is up next.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. The return of jazz.